when you look at, you know, national data on economics and education, you know, you do see some of the gaps in education between groups closing. For example, like the white-black gap in graduation rates is much, much smaller now than it was 20 years ago or 30 years ago, and it continues to improve. But when you look at the adult income gap, or like, you know, the adult level of education gap between those groups, we haven't made nearly as much progress. And what that suggests to me is when we set a goal of basic proficiency, that's what we get. But we're not, under that proficiency focused model, doing enough to ensure that a bright low income student has an opportunity not just to go to community college, but to go to, you know, an elite school, not just to get a job, but to get a great job, to get a very high level, you know, of education. And so, you know, being strength-based, I think is going to be helpful.